How do you better vaccinate a newborn against tuberculosis? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amy Walker, professor of biomedical sciences at the University of California, Riverside, describes a new treatment option.
Right from birth, babies begin a program of vaccinations to protect them from serious diseases. However, there are some serious diseases for which vaccination as a newborn is just not very effective. One such serious disease is tuberculosis, or TB. TB is a huge problem worldwide, especially with increasing development of antibiotic-resistant forms. We have discovered an alternate route for vaccination that can lead to superior immunity against TB in the newborn. What we've shown in mice is that when mom is vaccinated against TB prior to pregnancy, she produces immune cells that will attack TB-infected cells. When she produces milk after the birth of a baby, these immune cells pass in the milk to the baby and from the milk into the baby's body. We have clearly shown that the cells come via the milk by showing their presence in babies suckled by vaccinated foster mums. Also, the more times mom has received a booster shot prior to pregnancy, the greater the number of disease-fighting cells present in milk and passed to the baby. This happens in human infants, likely for about the baby's first 3 months when their stomachs have yet to become very acid. The cells that come from mom are directly protective in the babies for a short while, but they will eventually die. What is totally new and much more important in our study is the demonstration that some of mom's cells migrate to an organ in the baby known as the thymus. Once in the thymus, mom's cells are used as a model for the baby to produce its own copy. These newly formed baby cells can produce both immediate and lifelong immunity against TB.
That was Amy Walker of the University of California, Riverside. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.